Good afternoon and welcome to Stage Talk, a weekly conversation about local theater. My name is Steve Hunt.
And my name is Jean Paul, and today we'll be talking about ACT, that's Anchorage Community Theater's upcoming season.
And to talk about it, our guests today are Don Gomes, who is the executive director of the theater, and Brian Saylor, who is the scenic designer for most of the shows over there. So, Brian and Don, welcome to Stage Talk.
Thank you.
Great to be here.
And what do you have in mind for the upcoming season? Let's start about that right away.
There's mystery and there's magic and there's mistaken identity and some madcap.
And then the second show is.
it's a fun season, really. Right now the set is probably 50% or more complete. The set's up for And Then There Were None. Agatha mm-hmm. Christie's great mystery based on her novel that was ultimately titled 10 Little Indians.
And I saw that in London years and years ago.
Well, it has some great features to it, very, very British, and that should be a whole lot of fun. Kevin T. Bennett is directing that, and auditions continue on Saturday at 10 a.m. for that, and we should have a real fun show with that.
Brian, you're the scenic designer for most of the shows at ACT, and I know this show must bring you some challenges. Talk a little bit about what you're doing for this set for the Agatha Christie murder mystery.
The interesting part of designing this set is being as truthful as we can about its location and the way that Agatha Christie has described it in her notes. The 10 people who are the subjects of this play find themselves on an isolated island where there's no boat transportation off the island, in a modern house for the late 1940s, perched up on top of a high cliff over some English sea, not specifically stated which one. So you need to have a way of looking out onto a wide expanse of ocean. And it has different times of day. And so the environmental lights need to change. It has to have a morning, long afternoon, evening, and then the following day. You need to be able to see through the French doors and different windows so that you can pick up what's going on outside, especially when one of the characters is murdered on the outside deck.
Murdered.
But you can't see who did it or how it happens. And so all of these challenges, looking from the inside of a very upscale place, British place, sort of an Art Deco look, to an outside, a broad expanse of outside, has been the challenge here. Plus, there are two full couches and lots of sitting areas, lots of things for the 10 actors, you know, before they start dropping off. They all have to have a place to be on stage, and so creating something that's big enough for that space as well.
Fascinating.
And you have to do it on that small ACT stage as well, so you're able to give an expansive seaside or a sea view on that small stage with your huge set.
Yes.
We've actually deepened the stage by a few inches. We removed the mirrors on the upstage wall, which is going to create some additional space, and we're going to put some plywood up there. So you can actually attach anything anywhere now.
Mm. Fascinating. Yeah.
And I think that's an interesting comment. The theater, ACT, owns its own building, one of the companies that owns a building that size free and clear. And when we first bought it in 1980, we installed large mirrors on the far wall that would be behind the set that we've had to cover up for every show that we've had in there for the last, I guess it's almost been 7 years now. And the more we look at it, we say, why do we do this? And we finally took the plunge and took the mirrors down, huge, heavy mirrors. We took them down the other day, and we've gained all of that extra space, as Don says. 3 or 4 inches in a theater that size is as good as a mile.
Sure.
So no more smoke and mirrors to fool the audience?
None.
Small ones.
Small ones.
Handheld.
Well, let's continue on with the season here. Your second show, The Christmas Show, written by Shane Mitchell. Go ahead and talk about that.
Sure. It's still being written, reviewed. It was read at the Last Frontier conference in Valdez, and still being reviewed. And an original always, you know, goes through that process. It's The Christmas on the Yukon, set in the Yukon, of course. It's Christmas Eve. It's snowing. It's a blizzard. Two young girls are stranded. Their parents are off somewhere else, and these motley group of strangers appear. One of whom is a feminist murderer.
Murderer.
So more stuff to go. So that should be a lot of fun at Christmas time.
For those of you who are just tuning in, this is Stage Talk. Here with our guests, Don Gomes and Brian Saylor, talking about Alaska Community Theater's upcoming season.
Actually, I have a first for you. You get a scoop here, because the next show is Charlie's Aunt. That's Mistaken Identity and
very funny play.
A lot of fun. Will be directed in tandem by Linda and Nate Benson.
Oh,
well, that's
an
interesting combination.
That's interesting.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they felt that they could balance each other and time wise and so forth, and it'll be a lot of fun. That's a great show. We're probably going to try to shorten it just a little bit, but be true to the author, of course.
No murders in that play, I assume.
No, just murderous comedy.
Murderous comedy, right? Right. Yeah.
For the audience who's listening in, this is a mother son, and there are spectacular directors, both of them. So it should be very interesting.
Exactly, it should be. That is followed in the spring by A Thousand Clowns. Herb Gardner, he also wrote I'm Not Rappaport, but he's also a musician and essayist. That's going to be directed by David Flavin. David's not directed here before. He's acted in a number of shows. He's directed back in Illinois, but he's back in the groove with that, and I understand that. You leave it for a while and you come back. But A Thousand Clowns is a great, poignant piece, small cast, six people, 5 men and 1 woman. And for anybody who's said at any point in their career, well, I just want to be a kid. Well, the Peter Pan syndrome is very real in this, with a man who's an ad writer, does gags for Chipper the Chipmunk. And so that should be a whole lot of fun. And then we close the season with The Fox on the Fairway. And it's written by Ken Ludwig. And this is the year of Ken Ludwig. Samuel French publishers are really pushing his work. He did Lend Me a Tenor, which we did at ACT a couple of years ago, which was fun. And that's going to be directed by Carl Bright. And that's his first main stage directing debut. So we've got, I think, a great line. The Fox on the Fairway follows the madcap adventures and romantic intertwinings and somebody coming to the rescue that you totally think is not the person who would be coming to the rescue.
And I think that what Don has just said with the two new directors and our first effort at family co-directing, really speaks to the mission of the Anchorage Community Theater. We've been up and running since the early 50s. It's the longest continuously operating theater in a theater group in Anchorage. A couple of dark years. It gives people in Anchorage an opportunity to have a theater experience. And we have open casting. We take all comers. We try to build community through theater, and it's these opportunities for Carl and David to come in and direct a main stage production are just an example of the kind of service that we provide, I think, for the Anchorage community. So anyone who wants to come out and audition or work behind the scenes, well, as well as on stage, is more than welcome.
Absolutely. In fact, typically, for every person that appears on stage, there's at least two others who are either behind the scenes or were painting the set, et cetera. So there's a place for everyone to get involved and just have a great time at Anchorage Community Theater.
And Brian is always looking for help to build these incredible sets that he comes up with. And this year, I'm sure, is going to be a great challenge for you to come up with all of these different locales for these plays.
Well, all except one. Alan Clark, who has been helping with sets for many years, will be designing and overseeing the build for Christmas on the Yukon.
Excellent. Alan Clark is a good friend of mine.
Wonderful guy.
You know, speaking of Anchorage Community Theater, along with this season marks, I believe, the 60th anniversary of ACT being in existence.
This will be our 60th season, yes, indeed. And in keeping with that, we're next March 27th, which is a day that will live in infamy in Anchorage history. That'll be 50 years since the earthquake. Well, ACT was scheduled to do Our Town at Grant Hall at Anchorage, then it was Alaska Methodist University, now Alaska Pacific University. We will be having an event that night which will include some readings from that and songs and scenes from other things. It'll be a fundraising event which should be lots of fun. We'll commemorate the earthquake and our 60th season, and we'll have a grand time.
No, invite me. I have a very funny story, earthquake story.
It'll be part of the book we're going to do.
I'm already in the book. Anyway, we're running out of time, and I really want to thank you both for coming and talking about Anchorage Community Theaters, better known as ACT's, upcoming season, Don Gomes and Brian Saylor. And thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Nice to be here.
And now, here's a Stage Talk calendar. And remember, for another calendar, or to post your event, go to the community calendar on alaskapublic.org.
Alaska Theater of Youth is seeking talented adults who are inspired to share their love of theater and performance with the next generation. They have openings in the creative team for each of their shows as directors, music directors, stage managers, choreographers, and technicians. Interested adults should email aty@alaskatheaterofyouth.org with a cover letter and resume.
Up in Talkeetna, you can see Life at the End of the Road continuing until August 26th, a comical improv, sometimes musical, look at everyday life in small-town Alaska, produced by Denali Drama. Performances are Sundays at 3:30 and 6 and Mondays at 6. There will be occasional extra showings. For tickets and information, go to info@denaliartscouncil.org.
At Cyrano's, it's the last weekend to see the musical Title of Show. Showtimes are tonight, Saturday at 7, and Sunday at 3. Also tonight after the show, there's a special benefit cabaret where the cast will sing favorite songs along with guest artists Shelley Wozniak and Bridget Sullivan. For tickets and information, call 263-ARTS or go to centertix.net.
Well, that's it for this week. If you'd like to download free podcasts of Stage Talk, visit our website at alaskapublic.org. Thanks for listening. Until the next time, I'm Jean Paul.
And I'm Steve Hunt for KSKA.
Stage Talk is a production of Alaska Public Media, which is solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are those of the host and participants, do not reflect the underwriters or KSKA. Learn more about Stage Talk and listen online at alaskapublic.org. Life Informed. This is Alaska Public Media.